Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Despite the constitutional restraints or constraints on executive power, Americans have now been ordered to pay higher taxes in the form of tariffs, but without the consent of Congress. The tariffs we discuss today are global tariffs. Just about every country in the world is subjected to at least a 10% tariff.
We've got former Missouri Senator Jim Talent on the line with us this morning, and always great having you back, Jim. That was, of course, Rand Paul. I think a lot of people will probably just recognize his voice these days. He voted against Donald Trump and the tariffs yesterday, along with two other Republican senators. Not that the House would have voted to support this idea, but the Senate came pretty close to voting against Donald Trump on these tariffs. How do you feel about that?
Well, I never begrudge anybody who is acting on the basis of their convictions. And that's what we have here, if you look at it in the broadest sense. I mean, President Trump has believed in rebalancing trade for 40 years. That's his core belief. And, of course, Senator Paul is very much a libertarian and therefore doesn't like tariffs. And they had a debate about it, and the president ended up winning that one. So this is a really interesting policy question. My own feeling has been if the president can get these trade agreements he's negotiating with most of the world, this is going to be a big positive for us. I mean, how can it not be? I mean, we're going to have the global 10% tariff to benefit manufacturing going forward, which needs it. If you look at, I mean, Mark, it's a big subject, but if you look at what happened to manufacturing in the aughts, it was devastating, and that hurts the whole economy. You can't create if you can't make things. And then we're going to have trade deals with most of the world, and China will be isolated. That's where Trump is trying to go, and I think it's worth getting there. So if I'd been there, I'd have voted with the administration. But again, this is what Senator Paul believes, and he's entitled to advocate on behalf of his beliefs.
Yeah, you know, I'm interested to get your thoughts on this. Obviously, you do some work with the Reagan Institute. Yeah. Ronald Reagan was a free market guy, and he espoused that in many different ways. He had issues with how the Japanese were dealing with the American car industry, and he took some action on that when he was president. But the argument is that, well, if you're truly a conservative, Rand Paul started this speech off by saying there was a time when conservatives were opposed to taxes and tariffs are only taxes. And I don't understand why we're doing this here. But if we have an unfairness to address, I mean, Reagan would have been in support of that as well, wouldn't he?
Yes, this is not I didn't know he said that. It's and people say things rhetorically. This is not a litmus test for conservatism. I mean, I'm a conservative. I voted against NAFTA. There's a long history in the country of imposing tariffs for a whole set of reasons, some of them national security, some of them economics, some of them a mix. Now, you mentioned Reagan. Reagan not only imposed tariffs, under threat of punitive tariffs, he got the Japanese to agree to an absolute quota.
Right.
I mean, the Japanese just agreed that they would not export more than a certain number of cars to the United States, and as a result, they invested very heavily in manufacturing in the United States, which is why we have so many Toyotas produced in the United States. So that's what Trump is aiming for. I hope he gets there. I believe he can get there. But now it's the job of his trade representative, his commerce secretary, Secretary Bessent, and the others to get these deals negotiated. So, again, I would say, if you say give a grade on this, I would say it's very much incomplete. We're really at the beginning of the semester, and we have to see.
Jim, what do you think of this minerals deal that the United States just struck with Ukraine, and what possible implications do you think that could have on their finally being peace?
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's over there.
That's the way we're going to provide security to Ukraine, which is because we can't get a deal with an explicit security guarantee. We might have gotten one 2 years ago when Ukraine was winning on the battlefield.
Right.
But Putin is winning now. So by extending and deepening these economic ties, we get an informal but very effective security guarantee. And Kim, guarantees, it's not promises that keep security. It's power and interest. Mm-hmm. And that's what Trump's trying to build. The issue here, and I've said this since I wrote arguing for an agreement 2 years ago, the problem is going to be to get Putin to the table. I think the president's going to have to pull the trigger on some of these like sanctions against oil, or extending the sanctions against oil or against Russian banks, or Putin is going to continue doing what he's doing and we're not going to get an agreement. So that's what I'm waiting for there. And the two big foreign policy issues in the next 60 days or so are, what is Trump going to do to punish Russia, frankly, for its obstinacy, and whether we're going to support the Israelis in an attack on Iran's nuclear infrastructure.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I think the latter has to happen eventually. We have an unparalleled opportunity, I think, to eliminate what would be the biggest threat in the Middle East and probably to the world. And again, I'm hoping that the president hates to go to war, which is a good thing, but sometimes it's necessary.
Well, just to boil it down, Jim, to my understanding of it is the security aspect of this is Ukraine's not a member of NATO. If they were, then an attack right. against Ukraine would be an attack against NATO. But if they have this agreement with the U.S., the understanding would be an attack against, an American plant that's put in there to get minerals out would be an attack, would involve the U.S., right?
Well, it's not only that. It's, when I said interest, if we have an interest, and the West has a big interest in Ukraine's territorial integrity, the security will follow that, okay? And that's the best that we can do for Ukraine at this point, because they're losing. I mean, I'm gonna paraphrase Churchill. In war, it's sometimes necessary to take into account the battlefield, okay? So the issue, though, because Putin is gradually winning on the battlefield, he doesn't want an agreement, and he's making maximalist demands. And so we have to figure out how to increase the consequences to him of his obstinacy. And I think continued military aid to Ukraine, as well as increasing the pain on the Russian economy, is the way to get there. So this is the issue for the president. He's getting increasingly frustrated with Putin, but we'll see how he pulls the trigger.
Well, we should find out shortly. I would think this agreement was sort of the linchpin to the conclusion of these negotiations.
Very,
I would hope.
Yeah, it's very important, Mark. I mean, he's got Zelensky on board now, which he needed to do, and that was mostly Zelensky's fault to this point.
Yeah.
But now he's got to get Putin to want an agreement, and we're going to see how he does it.
Jim Talent, thank you as always. Have a great week.
Okay, bye-bye.
You bet. Good to get his thoughts on that. I agree with him. I mean, I think that now that this thing's inked, the deal that Vladimir Zelensky pushed back on. Now you have a chance to get something done, I think, in terms of a peace agreement. We will see. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim and Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday.